As we continue with the Coach's Show, and we head over to Mountain Grove to talk with Coach Rogers about his Panthers. Hey, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations, 2-0. That's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it does. It feels real good. Glad to be 2-0 instead of 0-2.
Absolutely. Well, last week, tell us a little bit about how that game went, and what did you see that you liked, and what did you see you thought you needed to work on this week?
Well, I thought we did a good job taking care of the ball, considering the conditions. It was absolutely pouring at game time, and we did a good job of taking care of the ball, and El Dorado did not. They turned the ball over several times. They gave us short fields, and we were able to get in the end zone.
Yeah, and boy, I tell you what. Coughing up the ball that's just hard to overcome, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, when you're playing a good team and you turn the ball over, you just can't win.
Who were some players you thought that kind of really shined last week?
Holland Glenn had a good night. He scored first play of the game, and he ended up with 4 touchdowns. So he had a good night. Tyson Elliott, my quarterback, he was 9 for 10 throwing in the rain. So, you know, doing that, I thought he did a really good job.
Well, I mean, you know, it really fits Tyson, doesn't it, the offense that you're running? I mean, it seems like he's really enjoying himself.
Well, we changed our offense from, you know, when he was a freshman to sophomore, and I think he's really, you know, he's really getting settled in it, and he does a lot of things for us at the line of scrimmage now.
Well, and identify, you know, for a quarterback in your scheme, when, you know, he's seasoned now, and is his vision so much better where he's seeing things and knowing more now where to go, but more importantly, where not to go with the ball?
Yeah, I mean, he is, and he understands our offense. He's kind of like having a coach out there. So, you know, proud of what he's done and the work he's put in to be who he is.
Now, tonight you're traveling to it's week 1 of SCA conference play, and you get to head to Douglas County to go up there on the hill. And, you know, is that one of the toughest places to play in the SCA?
Oh, most definitely. I think so. I mean, it's always been a big game for Mountain Grove going to Ava. They're always competitive games no matter what the records are. So, I mean, when you go over there, you can just throw the records out, because it's going to be a physical game.
And, of course, you know, their flexbone offense, defensively, man, you got to have a lot of discipline tonight, don't you?
Yeah, you got to be disciplined. You got to know who's got the quarterback, the fullback, and you got to do your job and take care of business. If not, they'll bust it.
Well, you know, of course, they're without their young running back, middle linebacker, Hunter Adams, and we wish and pray for a speedy recovery. But, you know, you and I were talking before we went on air. They're still Ava. They're still going to be fundamentally rock solid. They're going to play physical. They're going to fire off the ball. And, you know, I mean, this is a team that they'll jump up and bite you.
They will. I mean, they're a good program and have been for several years. And, you know, it's just the next man up. It's very unfortunate for the Hunter Adams boy having that serious injury. You know, wish him the best, and I hate that for him. But it's the next guy up, and I'm sure Ava, you know, they'll get the ball rolling.
Now, of course, you had some JV games, and you got any update you can give us on the Monday night, or actually it'd been Tuesday night this week because of the holiday?
Yeah, well, we actually played on Monday.
Okay.
We played Mountain Home, and we played Mountain Home on a Monday because of the travel time. But, you know, Coach Airy had a good JV team. They're, you know, a lot of sophomores and they just brought sophomores and juniors, and they beat us 28-0. First half was close, but it kind of got away from us at the end. But it was a good ball game for both.
Yeah, well, and you know, talking with Coach Airy, he's really high on these young kids he's got coming up, and so you kind of got to see it firsthand, didn't you?
Yes, they're they had a really good offense and defensive line, and they were able to push us around a little bit.
So tonight you got Ava. Now, has the junior high Panthers, have they been able to get out there and mix it up some?
Yeah, they opened their season last night, and they played Houston, and 7th and 8th grade both won and looked good.
Yeah, and of course the future Panthers, do you keep a pretty close eye on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the future, and right now we got a really strong 8th grade bunch, good numbers, some pretty good athletes. So, you know, we're looking forward to having them next year.
Now, I've asked all the coaches, did you watch any NFL football last night? Did you take a peek?
I didn't even get home in time.
Well, you're well aware Buffalo won. My goodness, that was a fun thing to watch. And of course, tonight the SCA gets underway. And now, do coaches sleep better now that conference games are here, or is it harder to get sleep?
Oh, I think it's harder. I mean, our conference is very tough, and you know, playing one of the better teams in the conference, which they've been that for the last several years, and Ava tonight, you know, there's, you know, not much sleep this week. You just want to go out and have your best game.
Well, you know, I think last year, you guys, Ava and Mountain Grove game last year, that was a slugfest, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We just ended up on the wrong end of it, but it was a good game.
Right on. And again, you know, conference play is underway. The Panthers travel to Ava, and you know, then after this we kind of get into that homecoming stretch, don't we? When is the Panthers homecoming game?
It'll be next week versus Willow.
That's what I okay. Yep. And my goodness, it's hard to believe that you know, we're this deep in already. Everybody, Coach Brendan Rogers, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck to your Panthers tonight.
Thank you, Gary.